The Undying Chat.
Welcome back to The Undying Chat. I'm your host, Odin, and this is my co-host, Vader.
Hello, how's it going?
Yeah, pretty good.
It's cold.
It's very cold. It is kind of cold. Are your nups cold?
Yes, they are. I went for a run today, and I was like, man, I'm fine. I'm not cold except for my nips.
That's what he always says. He's like, my nips are cold. For anyone that doesn't know, his nips is his nipples.
Everyone knows that.
I don't know. There might
Bizarre
be someone
got inappropriate.
Yes, but that's your fault.
You brought it up.
No, you brought up being cold.
That's got nothing to do with it.
Yes, you
actually it does have everything to do with my nips. Anyway, this is a gaming and what else was we? We're a gaming, board game,
just
podcast.
Gaming in general.
Yeah, father and son duo where we chat about things we love to do. And things we like to play. Video games.
Yeah.
What's been happening? Anything new for you?
Not really.
No.
Kind of.
Alright, podcast over. Boring. Now, there's actually been a lot. Last time we talked about the Sony showcase, and a lot's happened. Normally, during this time of the year, early June, is E3, a big gaming conference, happens, and they've said, nah, we're not doing it this year.
Rude.
And I don't know if it's ever coming back.
No.
Do you know why?
Why?
Well, because all the game studios just did their own conferences anyway. Because everyone just does everything online. They don't need a big event now because the internet's a big event at all times. And it kind of spread it out a little bit more. And so it kind of worked in a way that I liked. And so yeah, lots been announced. We're going to save the best for last. Last time again, we talked about Sony, which we got the Resident Evil 4 remake. Was announced at the Sony State of Play, but then Capcom did an announcement, and they announced Resident Evil Village DLC, Resident Evil 8, for those who don't know, and I really enjoyed that 8. I preferred it more than 7. I think the setting was more, it felt more like a Resident Evil game.
You liked running through like the, is that like, was it a DLC or something? Like a short little
adventures. A side thing that there was the mercenaries.
Yeah,
I did enjoy that. It felt like Resident Evil Nemesis, I think, had a mercenaries back in the day. That's Resident Evil 3. And yeah, you know what, they need to do Code Veronica. That's one of the Resident Evils that doesn't get enough love. It's not
Code Veronica.
It's one of the side games, so it's not one of the main numbered ones. But I really enjoy that one. And anyway, so Resident Evil Village is getting a DLC where you get a, spoilers, you get to play as Rose.
Gasp.
Who's the daughter of Ethan, who's the main character for Resident Evil 7 and 8.
Yes.
And so it's going to be interesting changing things up, especially that she has, well, it's not really implied, she has superpowers, or she is one of these bioweapons that the game's been going on about for the last 12 games.
Bioweapons, is that like, there's like a big pale guy in like a black suit or something? That follows you around just walking
in
one of the games?
Nemesis. Yeah, there's two of them. Oh, I can't remember one of them. The hat guy. And then there's Nemesis, which is in 3.
So they're bioweapons.
Stars. Well, yeah, that's what the zombies are. They were created as a bioweapon to create strong, perfect soldiers, but it just turned them into zombies.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I'm kind of interested to see where that DLC goes. And I'm keen to that. That's coming out in October. 28th of October.
Nice.
I think. Yeah, October. They also are giving the recent remakes, Resident Evil 2, 3. Was there only two of them? Was there only 2 and 3 that got remakes? Yeah. They're both getting a bump in graphics for the new consoles or the current gen.
Cool.
The other big announcement that people have been, well, in my gaming realms, have been like crying out for is Dragon's Dogma 2 has finally been announced.
Oh yeah, I read a bit about it.
I don't know much about it. I got you to read about it.
It's kind of just like, I think it was an action RPG.
Yeah.
And you're fighting, I think it's like a big dragon you fight or something.
Yeah, it's all about dragons.
But one of the, like, the key elements of the game is that you got, like, 3 pawns, I think it was.
Yes.
And they're like, they help you out, and you can give them orders.
Yeah, basically, there were, it was kind of weird. It was before online gaming was, like, super prevalent. And so how they did the online for Dragon's Dogma 1 was that you created your main character, and then you created, like, a buddy. And then you could send that your buddy off to fight and then be like a summonable buddy for other players.
Kind of like Assassin's Creed Valhalla. You could create like a Viking dude and other guys can hire him.
Oh yeah, yeah. So that is 100% inspired by what Dragon's Dogma did with it.
Yeah.
And so yeah, you could hire extra, and you always had your prawn.
It's a pawn.
I know.
There's no R.
You always had your hard-boiled prawns.
Prawns are tasty. Pawns go out to war and die.
Well, yeah. And then...
sacrifice.
And then, yeah, you could hire other ones to fight. The other gimmick with Dragon's Dogma is that you could climb monsters and get onto their back and attack and slash weak spots. A little like...
Monster Hunter?
No, you don't. Well, you can get on the back, but you don't climb monsters in Monster Hunter. You kind of can get on.
You can climb that big first one at the beginning, and later in the game, there's like a huge.
You're right. You can jump on them back, but it's more you jump on them and then you get on them and then they shake you off. Whereas this, you can actually climb them. Anything with burr, you can basically latch onto, and so like a big griffin could come down and fight you on the ground, and you could jump on, and even when it flies away, you can go with it.
Yeah,
I believe.
Kind of like, oh.
It was pretty
Colossus
janky,
game?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get to.
Yeah, I was thinking either that or Monster Hunter.
But yeah, instead of being set pieces, because the levels themselves were kind of the monsters in Dragon and Shadow of the Colossus, this is just more like you get a giant troll and you can run off and jump off on a cliff and land on his beard or whatever or his hair and grab on. I found the story pretty bland, and I found it hard to get into. Like, the world was kind of bland. The concepts are cool, but everyone loves it. Like, I just didn't click with it. I played for maybe 20 hours, and I kind of got bored.
I think it said what I read is that people actually didn't like the story much. It was kind of, like you said, was kind of bland, but it was the gameplay that they liked.
And I know people like making crazy prawns. So I'm excited for people who are excited to get the game back. I think I'd like to play this one because I'm guessing and hoping that the gameplay's improved and some of the jank has been cut out.
The jankety jank jank.
The jankety jank jank has
jankety
been cut
jank
out.
Jank.
So yeah, excited for it. More excited for people who are excited for it, if that makes sense. Like, I liked people getting
kind of.
I like people getting what games they want. Like, I'm happy for people, even if I won't play it. That's why we're going to talk about Xbox now. I ain't going to play most of these games because they're on Xbox.
Most of them, like 99.99.
Well, there weren't 99 games, so you can't have that percentage, thank you very much.
You can.
No. If I played one, if there's 10 games announced, I played 10% of the games. Because not all of them will be Xbox exclusives. There was a new first-person shooter called Redfall. Don't know much about it. Silk Song, which is a long-awaited sequel to Hollow Knight, that the bug kind of side-scrolling action game.
I know someone who's like really into Hollow Knight.
Again, it's one of those ones I really want to like it,
but at the same time, you just can't be bothered to like it.
Yeah. Like, I got pretty far one playthrough, but I just find it so hard to navigate, and I just get tired of going backwards and forwards across the same terrain.
Yeah. Like, I want to like Final Fantasy, I want to like Sekiro, but I just can't. I don't know.
No, you can like those.
I.
It's not the same. Don't even compare it.
It is the same. I just can't. I don't know.
Nah, like if you got into the stories of like Final Fantasy, like I guess the problem with 7 is for me there's so much history just built into those characters because I've played the full game, and it's just you've got a kid brain, you're focused on other things, and I get that, and so that's your big thing, but I also imagine a lot of people who had never played the original 7, although I do know some people who haven't and come to it and really like the remake. Although the gameplay is so good, dude. The combat's really good in 7. Remake. Anyway, you're jumping ahead. We'll talk about that later.
I don't know, something about it.
This next game, I'm super hyped for. It's a studio that's been bought by Xbox.
But like this, every other studio
in
existence.
Yeah, they went on a spending spree recently. It's crazy.
Because Xbox, is that like...
They've brought Bethesda as well, like Fallout and Skyrim.
Yeah.
But anyway, A Plague's Tale Requiem is a sequel to A Plague's Tale. I can't remember if it had a... Yeah, it did have a subtitle, but I can't remember what it was.
Mm. Yeah, but you played... Finished Plague's Tale. I got, like, partway through it and just stopped.
Like you do with all good games.
Not all good games. Elden Ring...
All right, we'll talk about that at the end.
Valley.
But I'm super hyped for this, and I'm very, very, very glad. It looks like it is coming to PlayStation as well. It would have been a crying shame if that became an exclusive. And I do appreciate what Xbox have done. They've bought these studios, but the games that were in development, they're still going to multi-platform. Unfortunately, that money's going to go to benefit Xbox, which I'm not happy about.
You're going to buy an Xbox if it was an exclusive?
To be honest, so far, for a long while, since we got rid of our Xboxes, there has not been a game that I've cared enough to want an Xbox. Potentially...
Most of them would still be on just PC as well, some of them.
Well, that's a good point. So maybe instead of looking at getting an Xbox, we would look at getting a gaming PC.
Yes.
But that is more expensive, so we'll see.
But
there hasn't been anything exclusive that I even care about, PC ones. But they potentially could become the finally getting their software up to scratch and getting to stuff. And A Plague's Tale, first game was, it was a gem. It was an uncut gem. Like, it wasn't perfect. It was a very similar format to The Last of Us. But instead of being a grizzly old man and a young teenage girl, it was a young teenage girl with a little boy as the side person. And occasionally there was other characters who popped in and out. But it was based in a very grounded reality with a little bit of crazy mysticism. And I really liked the different perspective of a teenage girl in medieval France. It was really cool.
Actually, no.
During the Black Plague era.
I don't think I did start A Plague Tale.
No, you might not have.
I'm pretty sure I was thinking about a completely different game.
The one with the rats.
Yeah, I was thinking about the one where you were a rat.
Oh. Yeah,
it's the one that I was thinking about.
I really liked that game.
I don't remember.
It was hard.
I thought that was.
What was that called?
I don't know. I kind of thought it was called The Plague Tale.
No. Yeah, for what that game was, it was really good. It was a shame it hadn't been updated and a few things polished and tweaked, but it was really fun.
But yeah, no, that's the game I thought.
I've got it on PlayStation because I found out that it was on PlayStation after recording a podcast with you. I think. Because I thought of it again. But
oh, yeah,
it's a game.
I don't know what it was called.
I can't remember the name. It's a game where you play as a mouse. And
yeah, that's kind
of
what
it actually is very reminiscent of Mice and Mystics, the board game we've been playing.
Yes.
And then Microsoft Flight Sim is celebrating its 40th birthday.
Then it's all... Yeah. 40th birthday for a flight sim.
Yeah, well, not the exact game, the brand, the franchise.
How many flight sims are there, like 50?
It's probably about 10.
10 flights.
Maybe more, I don't actually know. And I played one back in the day, way back. But as part of that celebration, I think this is actually very cool. This is one of the coolest crossovers, I think. They're adding in the Halo Pelican as a ship that you can pilot.
Halo Pelican, is that just one of the plane, the ships in Halo?
Well, yeah, there's a Halo a ship in Halo, yes.
Yeah, but like, it's just one that you get, like,
man, it's not... Yeah, yeah, it's the kind of jet with the big body. It looks like a fighter jet, but like a real chunky head and torso. Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
I think I...
Yeah. It looks like a...
Yeah.
A, like an F-16 or something. Is that the name?
But with
some, it's got junk in its trunk. But I think it's pretty cool because, like, some of those machinery is like, I'm not a huge Halo dude, but some of the machinery vehicles in the game are very cool, but you never really, because of the engine they're built in, because of the type of game it is, you never really get to pilot them. Like, the best you get is you drive some of the warthog around.
Yeah, the warthogs.
And you get to fly some of like the hovercrafts, but like I don't believe, as far as I'm aware, I haven't played all the Halos. You never really get to play the full. You never get to pilot the full thing, especially
yeah,
not
really
with proper
get to pilot
awesome
the,
controls.
You don't really get to pilot the plane much.
Exactly.
Sometimes you can get into a tank, but it's kind of hard. You got to like shoot the guy without blowing up the tank. I've done it a couple times. It was really fun. Though.
The controls of all the vehicles in Halo were a pain.
Yeah, but just being on the hover ship and just going boom into somebody is just so satisfying.
Yeah, but that's like a small little thing. Like, I mean, this is going to fly the transport unit of the soldiers.
You get to like press like F or something and just woo.
Shoot out things.
Eject some of the Halo boys.
The Master Chiefs.
The Master
But no, I think
Chief.
That's really cool. I think that's a really cool crossover, and I think I'm really excited again for people who play that game and also love Halo, because I think it'd be a lot of fun to be able to fly that ship around.
At some point we had like some of the Halos on Xbox.
Yeah, we had the whole series like 1
yeah,
to 5.
And I played some of them.
1 to 4.
Yeah. It's like Halo Infinite, and I saw a video of someone just breaking it. They found a weapon that wasn't supposed to be in the game so much that it didn't even have like a graphic. Like you would hold it and it just looks like you were holding nothing. But it was a giant cannon that could like two shot bosses.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
It was in like a secret area, but in like the very first like mission or something.
Yeah, it was probably a weapon that was used for like debugging or for like testing and stuff.
Yeah.
It's my guess. Often things are left in code like that.
There were like cannons on the thing that shot down enemy planes.
Oh, so
and I think it might have been that.
A gun from one of the vehicles.
Well, no, it was like I think it was just built in or something. But they might have done it different. I don't know. But it was up by some like big cannons that were just built into the terrain and you couldn't even get up to them normally.
Okay, so they've created, it sounds like from what I understand of game
development,
they've created a gun that's usually fixed somewhere, but the code is there and someone's managed to
get to the code. Is it like a grapple hook in Halo Infinite or something?
I don't know.
I think there might have been, because the dude used like a grapple hook to get up to this area.
Oh, then there must be.
Yeah,
you answered your own question.
I thought maybe he, I don't know, hacked it in or something, I don't know. But yeah,
There was lots of Xbox announcements. The other big one, there's a few more big ones we'll go over, is Overwatch 2 is coming out, and it's going to be free to play. I have issues with Overwatch. I never liked the character design overly. I think they're a little bit too cliche and overdone. And the gameplay was fun. I just hated that it was a full price game that then had microtransactions.
I was going to say, I kind of thought it was free.
Well,
but
no. It plays like a free-to-play game, but you had to buy it. So I guess it's good that the part 2 is going to be free-to-play.
But it's going to have in-app purchases.
And I'm worried, yeah, it's going to be pay to win. I just...
Was it like a battle royale kind
gambling,
of thing?
The gambling in video games yanks my chain. I hate it to pieces. And Overwatch is one of the ones who have normalized it and have pushed it into mainstream gaming. It's not all their fault, but they are a big case of it. And so I have a hard time with Overwatch. Again, I know lots of people love Overwatch. I'm super excited for them to get the new version of the game. And since it's free to play, I'll probably play it. I will not be paying a cent on anything. But I'd like to be able to learn whether or not they are making it hard to be viable to play it if you don't spend money.
it also sucks because even like Assassin's Creed Valhalla, it's not necessary. You can like all over the place. There's like you can buy an outfit, and I'm like, go away.
Yeah, no, it just
wasn't it also it, in
It ruins immersion, doesn't it? Like it ruins like you're like open I'm a Viking screen. Man, and then like oh wait, there's like a digital store there. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Like it's super, I know, like it breaks immersion.
It was also in Phoenix Rising, wasn't there? It's like made by like
Phoenix Rising. Oh yes.
Yeah, and there was just like a store, and you could buy customization stuff, and it was kind of dumb.
Yeah, Phoenix Rising, Immortals, Phoenix Rising, the Greek mythology game.
Yeah.
Yes, and that was a fun game, but all that added...
Once again, I never finished it.
All that added, like, skins and stuff, like, you just don't need it. Like, give us the game, stop trying to beg for more scraps. Like, it's just, I hate it. I hate that in video games. The next one is, I'm pretty intrigued by, because I was pretty... impressed with Minecraft Dungeons game, not perfect. You liked it as well, eh? We probably should actually get back and finish some of those DLCs.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure there's an end DLC. There might even be another one.
I
remember something
it.
About in like an end DLC, I believe, because there was the jungle. Do we still have the ice one to finish?
I think we bought the ice one in Brexit, but I think there's the third.
No,
one
we definitely played a bit of the ice one. We played like two levels or something.
I think we had three expansions.
There was the jungle, the ice, and...
I thought it was one before the ice. Wasn't there a castle one? No. Anyway.
No, the castle was just part of the actual thing. I thought the jungle one was first.
Yeah, the jungle was first.
And then ice. And I don't think there was an end one or something, and maybe another one.
Yeah, that was fun. I guess I wish that the combat was fine. I just wish you could make a bit more of a class and actually have like it's more of a
you kind
of
just chose
this,
your
I've
weapon.
I've seen this so many times, but like it's just based on your gear, and it wasn't polished up. It is Minecraft. It's supposed to be simple, but it did get crazy. I found that some of the DLC's levels were a bit crazier. It meant that you had to grind a little bit to get better stuff. And then once your stuff was not useful enough, it was very hard to upgrade it to a point where it's useful again or find something new.
Yeah, that's the problem. You get a legendary
that
and then
cycle,
it just...
That stupid cycle of...
Yeah. Because you couldn't keep a gear you like. You'd have to go to the new one that's good.
Yeah, and then there'll be something wrong with it. And yeah. Anyway, I don't know why we're talking about that. Because what we want to talk about is the new game announced.
Minecraft.
Legends.
Ooh.
Which looks like Minecraft, but it also looks like they've done... It's kind of funny.
Graphic upgrades. It looks like they've done graphic upgrades.
Yeah, it looks a little bit more detail in the graphics.
It looks like someone added in, like, a mod that makes, like, shaders or something. There, you can get, like, additional things.
A pretty mod.
Yeah, you can get ones that the leaves have, like, a more 3D element, so they look like they're actually kind of coming out a bit more.
Yeah.
They're still the square, but then they've got, like, an extra little...
detail to them.
And then there's actual sheer.
Well, I was thinking, it's kind of like Dragon Quest Builders. Dragon Quest Builders took the Minecraft concept of building and then put in their RPG elements in. And then it's funny, Minecraft are going, well, why if they can do it...
Why can't we?
They're copying us. Let's do something like that. So they came out with Minecraft Dungeons, which is a dungeon crawling game. And then they've added, now they're doing Minecraft Legends, which is, I don't actually know, it's an action strategy game.
It looks like you command a whole damn army of overworld creatures like zombies and stuff. There was a trailer of like a bit of a gameplay.
It doesn't, I watched that as well. It's really hard to tell what the gameplay actually is though, like how curated that is. I think you're right, I think you could control an army.
Well, because, yeah,
and
the trailer.
You are the commander. And so that's what I mean. Like, Minecraft Dungeons, it has the graphics of all Minecraft, but it's all very set scenario. Like, you're within a corridor, basically, the whole game.
Yeah.
Whereas this looks like it's Minecraft open world, like Minecraft Dragon Quest Builders. It's an open world with Minecraft graphics, but now there's actually a story and an event happening, whereas in traditional Minecraft, there isn't.
I don't know. There are a lot of theories about,
there's
like, different
meta
stories. Yes, I've seen some of them. It's really cool, like how. Yeah, some of the theories are really cool. Like,
yeah, but the theories. There's not really a story being told by the game.
The end credits. there's a whole damn story there. It's like, well done, child. And it's like, I like, yeah, there's a whole story at the end talking about, there's straight up like two gods or something chatting about you. And it's like, many have failed before you. And it's like, it's also theorized that it's something to do with like the wither and how Endermen are your ancestors and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty crazy stuff. Like, you accidentally built the wither, which sent all of your ancestors, half of them like went to the end and got trapped by the Ender Dragon, and half of them went down underground to the Deep Dark, which is a new area.
Yeah.
And then like the wither came and
I don't know about any of this stuff. Well, OG Minecraft had none of this stuff.
Yes. This is all... It was originally not had a story.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
And most of it doesn't have a story until the very end. There's like a little bit of a story, which most people just skip.
Well, again, this Minecraft, was it Legends? It doesn't look like you'll be able to break terrain like you can in Minecraft, like Minecraft Dungeons.
Yeah.
It's going to be a game that's set in graphics that look like Minecraft, and in the lore and the world of Minecraft.
Yes.
Minecraft stories, I guess that was kind of cool. I like that created a world.
There's more. There's actually a second one.
Yeah, I know. We didn't actually get through all of
those. We didn't get through the first one, did we?
No, we got through quite far.
Yeah, we didn't finish it.
Maybe we should finish those two. Anyway. Minecraft Legends. Action strategy game. Looks like you get to command soldiers.
Oh, that's going to be so fun. I can't wait.
I hope there's a multiplayer element.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the fun I have with those games, is playing with you.
Yes, you can be my commander in second place. I think there would be... Oh, I think it said there was multiplayer. Like, I think in the...
Oh, yeah, there probably is. Because Minecraft is built around multiplayer. It'd be weird if there wasn't. While Odin's looking that up, I'm going to mention the last game we wanted to highlight from the Xbox showcase, and that was Diablo 4 is being announced and coming out. I am a bit worried because it's got live games as a service elements to it, and I never like that in any game. So that's my personal preference.
What?
Diablo 4 action RPG. So it means like there'll be events that happen, and it usually means that you're buying passes, or there's limited time you can get certain things.
So you have to come on at like 12 o'clock at night because it's in America time.
Maybe not
and
that
it's like...
precise, but along those lines and timed events. I prefer it as the game I buy and I play and I'm done with it.
Yeah, okay. So Minecraft Legends, single player and multiplayer.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So have commanding armies together.
I wonder if it's... I really like integrated multiplayer with the multiplayer like Aragami and Sultan's Sanctuary. Those are two games that I think aren't perfect games. Sultan's Sacrifice, sorry. But they aren't the best games in the world, but they have nailed multiplayer. Whereas the multiplayer lets you progress through the story.
Minecraft Dungeons didn't do that, did they? Did they?
Oh, Minecraft Dungeons did.
I kind of thought we had to do the
definitely that did as well.
Now I remember we were like, does it progress for both of us? And we're like, oh, yee! It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So again, so that's a good sign of Minecraft. You're right. Good.
So if Minecraft Dungeons did it, unless Minecraft Legends wants to be stingy, which I don't think they would be,
but
it should.
Well, I worry that I'm less interested in games that have like a second multiplayer function.
Oh, yeah, like...
unless it's a completely separate gameplay, but like if it's
like,
that...
Like Ghost of Tsushima Legends.
Okay, I do like that. Okay. I'll take it
but
all
that's
back.
Like a completely... That's different gameplay, kind of, because it's protecting these zones.
Yeah, it's different. I don't know if I'm explaining it right, but I think they are. That is different.
But yeah, there's like whole other game modes.
What I mean, I really like Ghost of Tsushima. I'm happy to play the single-player game by myself. I don't know if I have the energy and the time or the patience to play a Minecraft Legends game. It might be really good. I might be wrong.
Yeah.
Right through by myself.
I give you the power.
It's the same with Dragon Quest Builders, for example. Really cool game.
I was so annoyed. I was at the end game.
Oh yeah, Odin lost. He had file.
And
file
then we
corruption.
Sold the game and I regret it. Like I regretted it like a week later and I'm like, I want it back.
Well, it's dirt cheap now, probably.
We should get it.
Anyway.
Because you never played it.
Yeah. because you hungered it for the week, and then you lost your save, and then you got mad, and so we took it back because it was within the week they gave us full refund.
Yeah.
But what I...
It was in the week?
It was within the first week, oh yeah. Because they have a policy that they take it back, you can take it back.
How do I finish the game in a week?
It's because that's all you do all day. Anyway, I was making a point. Minecraft Builders 2 had multiplayer. And I was like, cool. We want to play that. Because that's also why we took it back. Because we talked about getting a digital. And then I did more research. And the two-player is a dedicated world. You're not progressing through the story.
Yeah, you don't progress through the story, which is pretty dumb. It's multiplayer with a
creative world.
Well, I think it's your own personal world that you go through.
Yeah, it's a creative world.
Yeah.
And that's what I was like, nah, I want to be able to progress the story in multiplayer, the actual story in multiplayer. That's what I'm getting at. Games like that. And I think if Legends does something like that, then I wouldn't be as interested. But that's me being nitpicky. Moving on. You want to ask me a question? Go.
Yes. Who is the creator of Civilization series? You probably know this because we play the game.
Sid Meier's.
Yeah, it says it on the title. It's like, Sid Meier's Civilization. It's like he wanted so much credit that he was like, he had to put his name. Like, the first thing is, Sid Meier's Civilization. It's kind of funny. Anyway, what was the first game in the Call of Duty series to be developed by Treyarch?
Treyarch. Let's go Call of Duty Black Ops.
No, Call of Duty 2, big red one.
I was going to say.
The big red button.
Anyway, next. Oh, I failed.
Yeah, you failed. Do you want to do some more?
Go on.
Okay. Which actor portrays Tex Murphy in the eponymous game series?
The what game series?
Eponymous. That's how it's spelled.
I have no idea. Nolan North.
What? No, Chris Jones.
Yeah.
One more.
Yep.
You should get this one, and then it'll be 50-50. In the Lego games by developer Traveler's Tale, what are the round currency bricks called?
I didn't understand any of that. I got distracted.
In the Lego games.
Oh, the Lego games.
What are the round currency bricks called?
Studs.
Lego studs.
Oh, don't whatever. Get out of it. I'll throw my sock at you.
And then I'll throw my sock at you, and you really don't want that.
No. Okay. Okay. 2 versus 2. 1-2, lost 2. The next that's been announced recently is going to the back to Netflix gaming. Netflix gaming. Which we've talked about before, and we've managed to actually get some games working.
You have.
Well, we only did it today, just before recording. So Townsman, I played. And it seems like a fun city builder. Kind of going reminiscent of some of the old ones I played. Like, I played a Roman one, and it reminds me of that I played way back in the day.
It made me sad because I couldn't.
Well, I'll get it working for you.
Will you?
But what was announced is a Money Heist game based on the TV series Money Heist.
But is it? I thought it said it wasn't even going to be called Money Heist. It was
it's going to be called the Money Heist in Spanish.
Yeah.
And it's a Spanish TV show, so I think that's kind of cool.
Mm.
I don't remember what that is because I don't speak Spanish and I don't memorize Spanish words that well.
Money Heist in Spanish.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
And so I'm pretty keen to play that because that's a really cool show. This is the one I find funny. They're doing a chess game based on the Queen's Gambit, which is another Netflix TV show.
Hold on a minute. Isn't that just chess?
I know. There's a board game.
Called chess.
Well, no, I should point it out to you. There's a board game of the TV show called Queen's Gambit.
Which is just chess?
And that's what I said to you. I'm like, this isn't... I don't think it actually is. I think it's a puzzle game, and they provide... It's just based around chess movement and chess figures, so they'll give you scenarios, and you have to work out how to solve it, I think. And so I'm guessing that's what it's going to be.
Nah, it's just going to be straight-up chess.
With just the lady's picture on the front cover.
Yes.
But I do find it funny that a TV show based on one of the original board games is getting a game based on it. So they have to do something. It can't just be a chess game.
That'd be hilarious. Chess.
Also, the TV show
Queen's Gambit. Oh, you gotta buy it.
The TV show Shadow and Bone is getting an RPG, which again, that was a pretty cool show. I'm looking forward to season two. I'm looking forward to that. So there's some cool games coming, and the tie-ins.
They should do one on.
I mentioned
Vikings.
A couple times ago, I really like the Stranger Things game. So they've actually got a couple more of them. So I'll be playing those over the next few weeks, and I'll actually have to hurry up and get around to watching season 3 and 4 of Stranger Things.
They should do one on Vikings. That could be kind of cool. It'd just be a Vikings game, but like with the Vikings stuff.
No, it might do.
I don't think
that's necessarily a Netflix IP though. I think that they just buy the rights to it. So I don't think they can. They buy the rights to stream it.
They could also buy the rights to.
Well, they could do. They could do. More games are going to be made into TV shows. So Netflix is throwing more money at. So there's been a Castlevania cartoon, and they're doing another series with different characters.
Oh yeah.
Dragon Age is getting a cartoon, and Cuphead are getting a cartoon. Which is funny because Cuphead looks like a cartoon. It looks like an old like 1930s cartoon. The graphics. So yeah, I'll play some of these Netflix games. I really like Apple Arcade, and I'm gonna play some of these other games. I can't stand anything that has microtransactions or in-app purchases.
He throws them out the window. What about Polytopia?
I have made an exception. I must admit, I feel terrible. I need a hand in my gaming card.
Polytopia.
That's a good game.
That's the exception, isn't it?
No, because that's.
Harry Potter. Wait.
Yeah, I play the Harry Potter quiz game.
It's not even a good game. It is literally Candy Crush, but with Harry Potter themed.
But that's why I forgive it, because it's Harry Potter. Because
Candy Crush.
Yeah, it's my. I admit that I am a hypocrite when it comes to this.
He plays Candy Crush.
It's my obsession with Harry Potter that allows me to get past the rest of the crap. It's just fun seeing the characters.
Then go what? Hey Netflix, bring back Harry Potter.
Exactly.
Because you suck.
To be honest, I've only played it for a week or two, and I'm about done with it. Like I'm at the point where it's like, yeah, I've had my fun. I've got through like the first year. Because all this, I don't know how far it goes.
Yeah, you should be done with it. It's Candy Crush.
Yeah, it's no better than the other games you play. No worse.
How? Saying...
Yes, those games are rubbish.
Clash Royale is a strategy game, not just Candy Crush.
With the weakest strategy. You do realize there is strategy, because if you do the wrong one at the wrong time, it just makes it harder. But yes, there is lots of luck. I didn't say it's a good game, and I already admit it's bad that I play it, but it's like the only stupid thing I play.
Whereas
you, on the other hand, play lots of stupid things.
There are like two games that I play that have been
Let's not get caught in the weeds. We're having fun. The last conference I want to talk about, or a showcase, is one special and close to my heart.
We all know it's Final Fantasy.
It's 25 years since Final Fantasy VII came out. And that's a long time ago.
Yeah, you're old.
And so they've got some big announcements. So first up, another mobile gaming. Look at that segue. Final Fantasy VII Ever Crisis. It is going to be a retelling of the different stories of the various Final Fantasy sub-games. A new trailer was released, so go check it out. And there'll be a beta later this year. It's going to be on iOS and Android. And I'm pretty keen. It looks like there's scenes from Final Fantasy VII, maybe some Crisis Core, some flashbacks. But instead of Final Fantasy VII block characters, it's got like more modern, well, cute sprites. So they're still chibi and distorted, but more modern. You know what I mean by chibi? Big heads and big hands and stuff. I was actually looking at the slippers you're wearing, and I was thinking that you look like one of the Final Fantasy or the Kingdom Hearts characters with the big ass feet.
These are your shoes.
My slippers.
Well, slippers, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not that scrawny, so it doesn't look as bad on... Well, they probably look as goofy on me, too.
I don't know, I'm, like, almost the same size as you.
You're not.
Getting close.
You're, like, you're getting close height-wise, but you're, like, half of my bicep thick.
Yeah, that's anyway, because you're really old and anyway, you've had much longer to get drunk.
I'm excited for Ever Crisis to kind of expound and relive some of those surrounding stories around the Final Fantasy VII world.
Was that mobile?
Yes, so it's coming to mobile.
Eh, I can deal with the Final Fantasy mobile. I can't play action
mobile
games. Well,
it's not action. It won't be action.
Well, oh, yeah, I suppose. Really? Okay, will it be like...
But I agree, because there's the Final Fantasy VII First Soldier... Which is a Fortnite sort of battle royale game, but with soldier characters or soldiers from Shinra Corp. And I it's really cool, looks awesome. I just have a hard time moving and controlling it.
Yeah, I can't.
On that, they're actually doing a tournament in the US that's been announced. I might try it again. But it just, I don't have time to sit. When I sit down, it's just, I don't commit. Like, I might have a minute or two. And that's why the Harry Potter puzzle works, is because I just can sit for a few minutes and do it. Whereas those other games, more invested, and I just find I don't have time to do that on my phone.
Like battle royales and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if you...
But...
If it was on, like, a console...
Again, if I'm going to sit down and play a console game, I want to play something that's got story, got good gameplay that I really enjoy.
What if you were pooping for 20 minutes?
That's not going to happen.
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm talking about Final Fantasy. Don't distract me. The other things that were announced, which I'm super hyped about, is Final Fantasy Crisis Core is getting remade, and it's out this year.
Oh, snap.
It'll be out November this year.
That's like the end of the year. That's basically next year. It's like...
We're already in this, almost in the second half of this year. What are you on about? It's like 3-4 months away.
The end of the year is like 3-4 months. So it's like,
that's what I'm saying. It's not very far.
So it's basically
last
next
week
year.
It was January and we're already in end of June.
It's not how it works.
For me, this time is going by so quick. So that's nothing. I'm super hyped for it. It is the only game that's made me cry as far as I can remember. I got so sad at the end. So sad.
Must be one.
And it was a phenomenal game, and I loved playing it. And I am super, super hyped to be playing the remake of it.
You sure you haven't cried while playing, like, Dark Souls or Elden Ring or something? Just crying out of sadness because you keep dying?
No, that doesn't bother me. I tell you, dying doesn't mean anything in those games.
Yeah, but what if you, die and the boss literally has no health.
Oh no, you don't cry with that. You just go, you just Hulk out.
But what if it happens so many times that you have to cry yourself to sleep?
Never happened.
I don't believe you.
Never happened. They make me grumpy and I get grumpy and then I come back and beat it when I've calmed down. So super excited for Crisis Core. And I'm going to get it and I'm going to get you to try it because it might click. You never know. Keep an open mind, Odin. And then part two of the Final Fantasy VII remake has finally been officially announced. And it's been announced that it's going to be a trilogy, Odin.
Oh, snap.
Unfortunately, the part two doesn't come out until winter next year.
Ha.
But I've got Crisis...
Are we in winter like right now?
No, American winter. So end of next year.
Eh.
So yeah, it's a year and a half away. It does look like they're going to be changing the story drastically and maybe cutting out a lot of the content from the original. But the first one was really good, so I've got high hopes for this one. I just hope those high hopes don't lead to a long fall. I really do.
Climb up the mountain, you start walking, you're like, I did it! Ah, crap, I'm at the bottom again. I fell 5 million feet.
Way to exaggerate.
So, I don't know. Your hopes are very high.
Well, it's because Seven, the remake, the first part of it was so good. So good. So that's my Final Fantasy corner. Really excited for what's coming.
It's a big corner.
We talked about Final Fantasy 16. That's coming as well next year, I believe. Or do they specify a time?
I don't know. But I'm in it, aren't I?
Yes, the summon Odin's in it.
Yeah.
All right.
Odin shall summon Odin.
I think that wraps us up. I've talked a lot. You've talked a little bit.
Yeah.
You've distracted me a lot.
You got a couple of
anything else you want to talk about? Oh, yeah, yeah. Tell us your big news.
I don't remember what it was. Hold on.
It's not on the list.
Yeah, it's on my list.
Yeah. What, did you not put it on this?
I was going to say. Oh, yeah. So.
You've got one thing on your list.
I've got two things on my list.
So how did these two things? How do you not remember what they were?
I can remember what one of them were. I couldn't remember the other one. So, like, this is the one I couldn't remember. A week ago, like about a week ago, I platinumed Elden Ring, which was basically...
Nice.
Which was basically just defeating a boss that I blocked out.
You missed, yeah, yeah.
Well, because I did a different route. I killed someone who I wasn't... Well, I...
And to be fair, it wasn't clear that there was going to be a hidden boss if you didn't kill it. If you didn't
yes, kill it. It was a faith, like storyline, and I was like, "I'm geared." So I, and they were like, "Kill me!" I'm like, "Okay," and then Dad didn't kill them, and then he got a boss, and I didn't. So, but then I played New Game Plus, and I absolutely annihilated the boss, and yes. I got the platinum, and I've also gone through. Platinum, yep, I got platinum. But I went through and I got a second great... I'm using the Moonlight Greatsword from Rani's questline, and I got the second one. I didn't have Smithing Stone, a Somber Smithing Stone's one, so I had to go looking for that.
Is that what you were doing the other day?
Yes, I had to go defeat a boss.
Did you not have any, like,
in some
left?
Random cape. No, I had no spears,
I
have
so
and
many.
I don't have the bell.
Oh, yeah, because you lose it, because it's a key
yeah.
item. All key items,
so
you lose.
I had to go find the bell.
What did I do? I always, near the, when I'm ending the game and I know I'm going to reset, I always go buy as many of the smithing stones as I can, so I have, like, at least 10 of each.
Probably a good idea. I also didn't have Sober Smithing Stone 9, so I'm going to have to go look for that now. So it's currently just plus
the,
8.
The good thing of those, you'll find those in, the in-game areas. That is that the same problem I've had before is you when you're going through a game, you skip all the early stuff so you don't because you've done it all, you don't need it. But all those earlier materials
when
you don't get because by the time you start playing the game properly and exploring more.
And then you gotta look through Wikipedia to find where you can get the bell.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's those funny quirks of playing the game again. In some ways I kinda wished they just left those open. You've already unlocked them in the...
Yeah.
Because the New Game Plus is not like you're playing the game... Well, I guess some people might play the game properly a second time. But I think most Souls people are rushing through and just doing the key points they want. And so I kind of wish they just left you with those key items and those ability to buy everything you could in the shop before you started New Game Plus.
Yeah.
But it's not the end of the world. It makes a bit of fun going and doing things like that.
It was kind of fun just being able to one-shot every...
It does get pretty hard pretty quick.
Those damn bug dudes.
Oh, the they look like prawns.
They're annoying.
The living
They're
prawns.
They're really annoying. They honestly... the spear they hold. So I...
They poke you with it. And...
Yeah, but for some reason... it reminded me of a game that I played, and it just looked like one of the weapons that they had in the game, I think. It's kind of just, I don't know, I just realized it reminded me of that game. It was like,
Outriders?
No, it was like an adventure one, you never really played it much. It was like Outlanders or something.
The one where you die lots and then you lose everything, and I got annoyed.
Yeah, you can also like set up a camp. Like, you can set up, yeah.
Outer Worlds? No.
Outsiders?
I know what you mean, but I can't think of this game. Like, it's a survival RPG.
Yeah.
I had high hopes for it, but it was super slow and boring.
It was kind of slow, but I still played it.
I've got a monkey brain. I need stimulus, like, constantly. I just can't handle these. I can't handle these.
You can't go mining. In Minecraft, that's why you don't play Minecraft.
But... Well, what was the other item that you had you wanted to discuss? You said you had two. Is it Stardew Valley?
Yeah, no, it's not Stardew Valley. I haven't actually played Stardew. You should play Stardew Valley.
It's funny, I was listening to a podcast today.
And they're like, Stardew Valley's so good, you should play it.
Well, no, it's comedian podcast. Bobby Lee, he's a Korean-American comedian. And
I know the first thing you said
he's super, super hyper.
As soon as you said that, I was like, Uncle Roger. I don't know, some reason.
Uncle Roger.
Yeah, Uncle. Well, just because you were talking about comedians or something, and I was.
Oh, Uncle Roger.
Yeah, Uncle Roger. Yeah. I was kind of just thinking about Uncle Roger.
Uncle Roger. YouTube. I took a minute. No, Bobby Lee, and he loves Stardew Valley. And the other comedian he had as a guest was like mocking him. He's like, "Why don't you just go make a real garden outside?"
No.
And he's like, "It's not just gardening.
It's too much work. It's fishing and mining and stabbing guys in the face." And
anyway, what tell us about what you're doing, what your announcement is, and then we can close.
I bet you in Blood Bowl.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we did a video. It's going to be on our YouTube channel very soon. Yeah. Check it out. VaderVanOden.com is our website, and I'll try and put a link up on there, or you can just go to our YouTube channel at VaderVanOden on YouTube. And we'll put it up soon. And we just did a quick smash of the All-Stars.
All-Stars. I was the order one, you were the chaos, and I just destroyed you.
I did kill, like, two of you guys, though. That was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah, you killed one, injured, like, seven.
I'm going to say. Two,
and knocked out one.
Good job beating me.
Just because I had...
I had a lot of fun. Yeah, it was fun. I was just being chaos.
Well, yeah, you just kept hitting everyone. I was like, how do you keep killing guys?
Anyway, don't spoil it. We'll let people watch it.
Yeah.
Yes, Odin did beat me.
But I had... It's because I had a high elves that could pass between each other. I had a good couple high elves most of the game until you would kill one of them.
Oh, yeah, I killed one of your...
But they could throw to someone else. Like, they were a good win condition. Because of the All-Stars, I had a giant tree.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
And I had a couple good strong guys who just stick in the middle and punch guys, even though most of your guys are actually stronger.
I
want to play
through the campaign and make a team properly. So clunky to do that.
Yeah, making the team was clunky. But also, because going through the campaign, I don't know.
Well, it was really
slow because it makes you stay with humans for a while, and this is how a computer works.
Somehow, and so I've been struggling to get back to where I was.
But it was kind of like, this is how walking works, and
this is how turnover works. But we've already talked about that before, so we're going to leave it here. Thank you, folks, for listening. Again, check out our YouTube channel, VaderVanOden. We are on Instagram, VaderVanOden. We're on Twitter, VaderVanOden. And other than that, stop by and say a hi, leave a review, and we will catch you next time, I believe. Do you disagree? Or do you agree?
Yes, I disagree.
You disagree. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.